It is a ritual that has been practiced secretly for generations. An act so disturbing, it is performed only under the cloak of darkness. It is the horror feared all across America.
Matt the Cat!
Baby, Lord have mercy, I'm Matt the Cat. Welcome back to another podcast. It's the Friday Night Cat Fight. Two cats are going to battle it out over the same song, and you're going to get to decide the one you truly dig the most. That's coming up a little later on in the show. This week, the entire program is on The Robins, one of the greatest and most underrated rhythm and blues vocal groups of the late 1940s into the 1950s. Oh, sure, you know Smokey Joe's Cafe and The Hatchet Man and Riot and Cell Block Number 9 and Framed. But on this program, we're going to go way back to the very beginnings of The Robins. We're going to trace their adventures through many different labels and many different lineups. So I present to you, cats and kittens, an R&B profile on The Robins. Our story begins in 1946 at Alameda High School in San Francisco. Two brothers that both sang baritone, Billy and Roy Richard, met up with a tenor named Ty Terrell. In 1947, the three of them, billed as the A-Sharp Trio, moved down to Los Angeles and entered a talent contest at Johnny Otis's club, The Barrel House. Johnny Otis was immediately impressed, and he hired them to sing at his club on the weekends. In 1949, Johnny Otis got the idea to add bass singer Bobby Nunn to the group. Now, with Bobby Nunn singing some of the bass leads, the group sounded a lot like the Ravens, who capitalized on Jimmy Rick singing bass on most of their hit records. In 1949, they cut their first song with Johnny Otis for the Excelsior label. They dropped the A-Sharp Trio name and were now known as the Four Bluebirds. Because remember, at this time, bird group names were huge. Here's their debut recording. The Four Bluebirds, soon to be known as the Robins, with My Baby Done Told Me.
Here's something, baby.
Ooh, here.
That for you to know.
Yeah.
The way you been acting.
Oh, boy.
One word no more.
Cause my baby done told me.
Told me that she loved me.
She'd be true.
True as the moon above, like the stars shining eyes. You treat me right.
All things are changing.
One need you no more.
No, baby, no more.
Do, do,
is that you love
do,
me?
Do,
thought you'd be true.
Do,
now I'm feeling sad and blue, all because of you. But my baby done
told me that she loved me.
She'd be true.
True as the moon above, like the stars shining night. She'll treat me right.
All things are changing.
Won't need you no more.
No, baby, no more.
Knew you were lying.
And you
never knew what you said.
You were
feeling intoxicated.
You were
talking all out your head.
But my baby done
told me that she loved me.
She'd be true.
True as the moon above, like a star shining night. She'll treat me right.
All things are changing.
Won't need you no more.
No, baby, no more.
Bye-bye, baby.
Bye-bye.
We will still be friends.
Yes, friends.
We will meet again.
Somewhere.
Now I can't say when.
Cause my baby done
told me that she loved me.
She'd be true.
True as the moon above, like a star shining night. She'll treat me right.
Cause things are changing.
Won't need you no more.
No, baby, no more.
No, baby.
Don't want you. Can you do?
You got to go.
No, baby, don't want you no more.
No, baby, no more.
this long about midnight when you feel the world has turned you down. Well, you haven't got a friend and you roam from town to town. Well, I was making lots of money and a girl I thought would be true. Yes, I was making lots of money and a girl I thought would be true. Well, my money's gone and that no good woman has gone too. Well, I've made up my mind, if you want somebody else, go on, may God, may bless you, have fun for yourself. Someday, baby, know what a fool you've been. Well, you've no good meet an evil woman, I'm glad, glad this is the end. It was when my baby was leaving, I thought I would leave this world behind. Yes, when my poor, poor baby was leaving, I thought I would leave this world behind. Well, my baby's gone, three trains are my only home. My baby's gone. Free trees are my only home.
Oh man, what a great bluesy number. Now known as The Robins. That's Around Midnight. It's their version of Roy Brown's Long About Midnight. It was recorded in May of 1949 and released on the Score label, which was a subsidiary of Aladdin Records. Around this time, Johnny Otis, with the Robins, hooked up with Ralph Bass, who was the A&R man for Herman Lubinsky, who owned Savoy Records in New Jersey. Bass was scoping out rhythm and blues acts on the West Coast for Lubinsky. Soon, Bass would be working with record mogul Sid Nathan, who owned King Records out of Cincinnati. That's where Bass would really make his name. But at this time, he's working for Savoy. He went to the Barrel House and saw Johnny Otis's stage show. And he recommended that Lubinsky sign up the entire show, including the Johnny Otis Orchestra, 13-year-old Little Esther, Mel Walker, and our heroes, the Robins. Their first release on Savoy came in December of 1949 and featured If I Didn't Love You So and the up-tempo If It's So Baby on the flip side. Let's start off with the ballad and we'll move on in with the flip side. It's the Robins on Savoy. I'm Matt the Cat. This is the Friday Night Cat Fight R&B profile on the Robins.
If I didn't love you so, I would just let you go. I wouldn't keep troubling your mind by just hanging around. Evening sun goes down, I'll always walk you around, and you're my every star at night, and you're my guiding light. If I didn't love I act this way, this night. An endless day. If I didn't love you so, I would just let you go. But it's that thrill I get from you that makes me love you so. If I didn't love you so, would I act this way? Would I have this sleepless night? An endless day. If I didn't love you so, I would just let you go. But it's that thrill I get from you that makes me love you so. But it's that thrill I get from you, honey, that makes me love you. Be wrong, baby,
but you must tell me so.
Yeah,
I may be wrong.
Maybe wrong, baby,
but you must tell me so.
I heard some bad news this morning,
and somebody's got to go.
Go out, baby, away from my door. Why should I worry
until my hair turned gray?
Yeah.
Why should I worry?
Why should I worry?
Until my hair turned gray.
If it's really so, baby,
you better be on your way.
Go on, baby, on your merry way.
So, baby,
you better be on your way.
Goodbye, so long, baby.
And this time I hope you stay.
Go on, baby, hope you stay.
And this time I hope you stay.
Go on, baby, be on your merry way.
And this time I hope you stay.
Bye, baby, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The Robins with a groovy up-tempo number, If It's So Baby. It hit number 10 on the National Rhythm and Blues charts in 1949. Before that, the flip side, If I Didn't Love You So. If you happen to have an original 78 of that record, the label reads The Four Robins with Johnny Otis. Next, we move into a piece of rhythm and blues history. This song would become one of the biggest selling rhythm and blues records of 1950. Johnny Otis gathered the Robins together, featured Little Esther on lead vocals, and recorded Double Crossin' Blues. It was number one for 9 solid weeks. And on it, there's a great little playful part where bass singer Bobby Nunn's flirting around with Little Esther. He calls her a lady bear, which at the time it was slang for an ugly, sexually aggressive woman. Here's the classic, Double Crossin' Blues. It's the Friday Night Cat Fight podcast on the Robins.
Been looking for you, Daddy. I just found you in time. You hit some other woman and you swore that you were mine. What's the matter, Daddy? Don't my kisses satisfy? If I don't thrill you, baby, goodness knows how hard I've tried. Folks say that you've been cheating, and how I see it's true. While I can't quit you, baby, 'cause I'm so in love with you. What's the matter, Daddy? If you would only tell me why. If I don't thrill you, baby, goodness knows all I've tried.
You stayed out last night. Say you were playing cards. Can't understand it, baby. What make your big fat head so hard? I'm gonna leave you, and there's no need for you to cry. Well, if I can't satisfy you, baby, well, goodness knows how I try.
You should be out in the forest, fighting a big old grizzly bear.
How come you ain't out in the forest?
I'm a lady.
They got lady bears out there.
Oh, baby, I can't use you anymore.
Well, if you can't use me, mama, don't let nobody come out that back door.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Daddy.
Bye-bye.
Hop.
Boy, when you start,
you don't want to stop.
If you wanna be slick,
we'll grab a chick,
then do the turkey hop
and never stop.
You won't be blue if you learn to do
turkey hop.
Poke out your chest, pull in your neck,
and your knees will do the rest.
Let's do the turkey hop.
Do the turkey hop.
Boy, when you start,
want to stop.
If you wanna be slick,
we'll grab a chick,
then do the turkey hop
and never stop.
Ha
stop. That's what I'm talking about.
Turkey hop!
Like yours, how can any man resist?
I went to school and I've learned the lover's rule. That's why none of you men can play me for no
tell you one thing, baby. Don't live to be an old maid.
Don't worry about me, daddy, 'cause I've got my living
baby. And you built up from the ground.
So don't play me cheap, daddy.
That Schoolgirl Blues from June of 1950. Now, by this time, the Robins had begun an extremely short recording stint for John Dolphin's Recorded in Hollywood record label. Schoolgirl Blues tries to capitalize on the success of Double Crossin' Blues. It features Maggie Hathaway singing a duet with Bobby Nunn, trying to replicate the duet they had on Double Crossin' Blues with Little Esther. The group had had a falling out with Johnny Otis. That's why they still weren't recording with Little Esther or the Johnny Otis Orchestra. Even though Schoolgirl Blues was cut in June of 1950, it wouldn't actually be released on Recorded in Hollywood until March of 1951, almost an entire year after it was recorded. Before Schoolgirl Blues, we heard Turkey Hop, released in February of 1950 on Savoy's Regent subsidiary. And Double Crossin' Blues, a big number one from 1950, one of the biggest hits in Savoy's entire catalog. As you can tell by this time, the Robins are changing labels like most of us change socks. By March of 1951, the Robins are signed to the Bahari Brothers Modern record label. I'm going to play one of those Modern records right now. We're going to start off with Rockin' and flip it over to That's What the Good Book Says. Now, what's really cool about That's What the Good Book Says is that this is technically the first record of a song written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. At the time, both Lieber and Stoller were just a few months away from their 18th birthdays. They were both born on the East Coast, and both of their families moved out to the West Coast. They met each other and discovered that they shared a mutual love for black music and black culture. They would soon score a hit with Little Willie Littlefield's KC Lovin', which would become Kansas City. And of course, Lieber and Stoller would have a big association with the Robins coming up in just a few short years. But this is where it all began. Let's go back to 1951. Here are the Robins with Rockin'.
Real life.
Rockin'.
Bomb.
Rockin'.
Brand new.
Rockin' my blues away.
Real life.
Rockin'.
Bomb.
Rockin'.
Brand new.
Rockin' my blues away.
Cause my baby's up with me. And I've been blue all day. Is it
raining?
Leaves on
raining.
Yes, it's
teardrops from my
yes, it's
raining.
Leaves on
raining.
Yes. Tell me
how long.
Yes, tell me
how long.
Yes,
I'll be in misery.
Yes, tell me
how long.
Yes, tell me
how long.
Will
I be in misery?
I'd love to be free. I'm gonna rock away from your head. Now back in the days of Gold King Star, every night was a crazy ball. The cats smoking hay through a rubber hose, and the women, they wore transparent clothes.
That's what the good book said, boy. That's what the good book said, boy.
Now Moses said to old Pharaohs, you'll have to let my people go. If you don't take the change off and set them loose, I'm going to put the plague on all of your Jews.
That's what the good book said, boy. That's what the good book said, boy.
Now the snake said to Eve, you listen to me. Go and take that apple off the tree. Now the Lord tried to guide him, but he was blind. She said, this apple cider tastes mighty fine.
That's what the good book says, boy. That's what the good book says, boy.
Sitting on a nest of coal, giving boiled brew to the sin. And so they were taking that and brim and mixing with wine and having theirself a real crazy time.
That's what the good book says, boy. That's what the good book says, boy. That's what the good book says, boy. That's what the good book says.
The first song written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller to be actually recorded and released by a group. The group is our heroes, the Robins. That's What the Good Book Says, released on Modern Records in 1951. By this point, every Robin has entered the service, except for Bobby Nunn. They'll all be discharged in the early part of 1953. In January of 1953, the Robins add tenor Grady Chapman to their lineup. Having a tenor in the group now adds depth and versatility to their sound as they begin recording for RCA Victor. Yes, a major label. So is this going to translate into a big windfall for the Robins? No. But they did record a lot of great tunes for RCA Victor. Let's hear three of them right now. And coming up in just a couple of minutes, the Robins are going to be battling Wanda Jackson over their famous tune Riot and Cell Block Number 9, and you cats and kittens will get to vote on the version you dig the most. That's coming up in just a few minutes on the Friday Night Catfight. But first, the Robins move to RCA Victor. Here's How Would You Know, cut on July 30th, 1953.
I say that your kiss is divine.
Is divine.
Don't think that I'm handling a lie. For if I never told you so, how would you know? Say that there's no other one. Don't think that I'm just having fun. For if I never told you so, if the day will come when I'll be the one you say it to. My darling, say that I've opened your eyes. You know where my happiness lies. For if I hadn't told you so, how would you know?
How would you know?
I wonder if I'll ever hear you say I love you, dear, like I do. You say I'll be the one you say it to. You say it to.
Please, please say that I've opened your eyes. And you know, where my happiness lies. For if I never told you so.
Warden.
Set me free. Get me a lawyer, heaven sing. This cell is more than I can take. Glass is falling, rats are bawling, roaches calling, quit your stalling. Bring me some bail. Bring me some bail.
You know I had my nip, I'm feeling fine, but I ain't gonna fall asleep this time. So
get it off your mind.
No sleep, baby.
Get it off your mind.
Well, if you think you're gonna leave me, baby, get it off your mind. No need of getting mad, I'll start a fight. You ain't going out that door tonight. Mama.
Get it off your mind.
Uh-huh. If you think you're gonna leave me, baby, get it off your mind.
I'm going out tonight, baby.
No, you ain't, woman. I'm...
I don't care, baby. I've been playing you all day. Let
woman,
I done
lost all my money, and you gotta tell me you're going out.
I don't care about you using no money.
You better shut up.
Out.
Shut up, woman.
Don't you put your hands on me.
Shut up.
Don't you put your hands on me.
You better call a doctor, somebody. I know your legs, bro.
Call a doctor, somebody.
Get it off your mind. The Robins' final release for RCA Victor. It came out in December of 1953. Before that, the fantabulous 10 Days in Jail, released in October of 53. And we kicked it off with How Would You Know? Now, after RCA, the Robins headed back to the Bahari Brothers, this time for their Crown label. They cut a song in December of 1953 with tenor Grady Chapman handling the lead. It's in very much the same style as Have Mercy Baby by the Dominoes, featuring another great tenor, Clyde McFadder. Here's Double Crossin' Baby.
Double crossin' baby.
Double crossin' baby.
I got news for you.
I've got news for you.
Oh, double crossin' baby.
Double crossin'.
got news for you.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh. Hard of your mind and
a oh, oh,
oh. Hard of your begging and a weeping. I find somebody new.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who loves me more than you.
Oh, oh, oh.
For me, pretty baby, there's nothing more that you can do.
Why?
Don't cross in, baby.
Don't cross in, baby.
Find somebody new.
Find somebody new.
Ever
had.
She treats me so darn nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gonna make that girl my wife.
Oh, oh, oh.
For me, pretty baby, there's nothing more that you can do. Nothing more that you can do.
Why?
Don't cross in, baby.
Don't cross in, baby.
Be on your merry way.
Be on your merry way.
Baby, there's nothing more that you can do.
At the beginning of 1954, the Robins decide to drop Grady Chapman due to the fact that he keeps getting in trouble with the law. They pick up Carl Gardner, a cat who was more interested in singing pop rather than R&B. The new group joins forces again with songwriters Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, who had written That's What the Good Book Says a few years before for them. Lieber and Stoller had just started Spark Records, and they immediately signed the Robins. Let's hear a couple of Lieber and Stoller songs cut for their Spark Records. We'll kick it off with The Hatchet Man, which was cut in spring of 1954 at the first session for Spark. Riot and Cell Block number 9 was also cut at this session. We're going to hear more about that one when it's Friday Night Catfight time, when the Robins' Riot and Cell Block number 9 goes up against Wanda Jackson. But first, here's the Hatchet Man.
Beauty-bop,
top-top.
Beauty-bop,
top-top.
Beauty-bop,
top-top.
Beauty-bop,
top-top.
I've been swinging so long, they call me the Hatchet Man.
Top-top, beauty-bop,
top-top. I've been swinging so long, they call me the Hatchet Man.
Top-top, beauty-bop,
top-top. You can find me in the forest with my hatchet in my hand.
Top-top, beauty-bop,
top-top. I done chopped my way from man into the sea.
Chop, chop, beauty bop. Chop, chop.
I done chop my way from Maine to Tennessee.
Chop, chop, beauty bop. Chop, chop.
You gotta learn how to chop if you wanna get along with me.
Chop, chop, beauty bop. Chop, chop.
Now if you got 60 minutes, call up Lovin' Dan. But if you want something chopping, call the Hatchet Man. I've been swinging so long, they call me the Hatchet Man.
Chop, chop, beauty bop. Chop, chop.
You can find me in the forest with my hatchet in my hand.
Chop, chop, beauty bop. Chop, chop.
Feeling blue,
gonna chop you down.
If you ask me to,
gonna chop you
It'll be alright.
Gonna top you down.
If it takes all night.
Gonna top you down.
Baby, you for me.
Gonna top you down.
Like a cherry tree. Out, but the hatchet man will make you jump and shout. I've been swinging so long, they call me the hatchet man.
Chop, chop, billy bop, chop, chop.
You can find me in the forest with my hatchet in my hand.
Chop, chop, billy bop, chop, chop.
Billy bop,
chop, chop.
Billy bop,
chop, chop. Billy bop. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh. The first time I held you in my arms, you know that you thrill me with your charms. Your warm, tender lips got me doing flips, got me crazy as can be. I love you, baby, can't you see? But here's what you gotta do for me.
Well, in the winter,
wrap it up.
Oh, in the summer,
so good to me.
Well, on the street,
wrap it up.
You look so sweet.
Wrap it up.
What a treat.
Wrap it up.
Well, Daddy Beebe,
wrap it up.
Got cute little feet.
Wrap it up.
Oh, you my me.
Down the street minding my own affairs, and two policemen grabbed me unawares. They said, "Is your name Henry?" I said, "Oh, why, sure." They say, "You the boy we've been looking for." Put me in the lineup and let the bright light shine. Have a ten-pole soul like me standing in that line. I knew I was a victim of someone's evil plan when a stew pigeon walked in and said, that's the man. Prosecuting attorney started prosecuting me. Man, that cat gave me the third degree. said, where were you the night of June 29? I said, I was home in bed. He said, Judge, this man is lying. Denied the charges of robbing the liquor store. Denied the charges of carrying a 44. Denied the charges of vagrancy too. But when the judge came down, pulled whiskey on my head, turned around to the jury and said, convict this man, he is drunk. What could I do?
A great tune cut during the second Spark session, which was held in the late summer of 1954, featuring Bobby Nunn on lead vocal. That's Framed. Before that, Wrap It Up, which was the original flip side of Riot and Cell Block number 9, which we're going to hear a little later on in the show. And we kicked it off with the Hatchet Man. Well, they're still on Spark Records, and guess what? Grady Chapman is back in the group. And he's handling the lead vocals on this next record. Here's What Do You Want? It's the Robins on the Friday Night Catfight.
You don't want this, you don't want that, tell me why. You've got plenty of money.
Yeah, but I want something money can't buy.
What do you want?
I don't want no motorboat.
What do you want?
Don't want no cash vehicle.
What do you want?
Here's a story you can quote.
What do you want?
I just want a little girl to love.
A jug of wine.
No, no, no.
A simple mind.
You don't want this, you don't want that, tell me why. You've got plenty of money.
Yeah, I want something money can't buy.
What do you want?
I don't want no motorboat.
What do you want?
Don't want no cash vehicle.
What do you want?
Here's a story you can quote.
What do you want?
I just want a little girl to love.
One day while I was eating beans
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
just sitting digging all the scene
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
a chick came walking through the door that I had never seen before. At least I never saw her bow
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Ooh, and I started shaking when she sat right down next to me. Ooh, her knees were almost touching mine
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Her chill was running down my spine
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Oh, I could smell a sweet perfume. She smiled at me, my heart went boom. Then everybody in the room
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
they said, man, be careful, that pig belongs to Smokey Joe. So from behind the counter I saw a man, a shelf hat on his head and a knife in his hand. He grabbed me by my collar and began to shout,
"You better eat up all your beans and bar and clear right on out."
Yes, I know I'll never eat again
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
and so we'll never meet again
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
I'd rather eat my chili beans at Jim's or Jack's or John's or Jean's than take my chances eating out
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Ooh, I risk my life when that Smokey Joe's a crazy fool.
Smokey Joe's Cafe, the song the Robins are best known for. It was released in late August, and it was the final Spark release for the Robins. Because in September of 1955, Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller sold their Spark records to Atlantic Records. When Atlantic issued Smokey Joe's Cafe on their Atco subsidiary, it rose to number 10 on the rhythm and blues charts and number 79 on the Billboard pop charts. Lieber and Stoller would begin writing and producing for Atlantic Records now. Man, by this time the group was really falling apart. It had been arranged that the Robins would continue with Atlantic through their association with Lieber and Stoller. However, they'd have to move to New York. Bobby Nunn up and left the group. He was replaced by bass singer H.B. Barnum. Even though Bobby Nunn was gone, the Robins continued. They signed to promoter Gene Norman's newly formed Whippet label, just as they got ready to record Cherry Lips for Whippet, which was supposed to feature Carl Gardner on lead vocal. Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller show up. They've got some legal papers and contracts with them, and they take Carl Gardner away. He isn't allowed to sing. What really happened is that while the rest of the group were scared to sign any kind of contracts with anybody, Carl Gardner, being a little smarter, had signed a contract with Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. They showed up, took him away, and at the last minute, Grady Chapman filled in as lead singer on the song Cherry Lips. So now Lieber and Stoller had both Bobby Nunn and Carl Gardner. You know what's next. They're going to grab a couple more guys and form the Coasters. The Robins continue with a few good releases on the Whippet label. Instead of listening to those studio versions, I've decided to pull some rare live performances from the summer of 1956 on Alan Freed's Rock and Roll Dance Party show, which aired over CBS Radio. So here are the Robins with Alan Freed and the great Count Basie Orchestra backing them up on Cherry Lips and Out of the Picture.
Currently riding the crest of a big record hit across the country are some fine fellas from the West Coast. The Robins, and here they are with their original version of Cherry Lips.
Oh, Cherry Lips.
Cherry Lips, Cherry Lips, tell me, do.
Cherry lips, sweet as silver can. Oh, kiss me till I feel no pain.
with us. And right now we'd like to introduce one of the top rock and roll vocal groups. Here come the Robins with a song called Out of the Picture.
You left me, you said we're through. I'm all alone, lost without you. What shall I do? Out of the picture. Out of the frame. And now when you see me, nothing's the same. Your lips are kissing somebody new. I'm out of the picture. Out of the view. Smile for, I've got nothing to smile for, but I still run a mile for any wish you desire. Dreams we made are faded out of your heart now. Gone is the flame. I'm out of the picture. Out of the frame. Out of the picture. Your lips are kissing somebody new. To me, because I don't want to be out of the picture.
Out of the picture.
Live over Alan Freed's Rock and Roll Dance Party Show. That's Out of the Picture and Cherry Lips. Now, the Robins remained on the Whippet label until the end of 1957. Their Whippet releases pretty much bombed, except for Cherry Lips, which got some major airplay from Alan Freed in New York. In 1958, they released a few unsuccessful sides for Night Records, which was a subsidiary of Imperial. At the end of 1958, Grady Chapman left the group again. This time he was replaced by Bobby Sheen, who is best remembered as Bobby Sox of the Blue Jeans. In 1959, H.B. Barnum left the group to pursue his solo career, and he was replaced by Little Billy Richard. Former Robins H.B. Barnum and Ty Terrell recorded together in the spring of 1960 as the Dinosaurs, when they cut a cover of the Hollywood Argyle's Alley Oop. In March of 1961, the final version of the Robins recorded for the Lavender label, a subsidiary of Indigo Records. They cut the White Cliffs of Dover with Bobby Sheen on lead vocal and Roy Richard on bass. It hit number 108 on the Billboard pop chart. They do a great up-tempo version of this classic World War II song, and man, it was a fitting end to one of the most underrated vocal groups of all time. From 1961, here are the White Cliffs of Dover, the Robins.
Yeah.
1961, it's the end of the Robins with White Cliffs of Dover. Well, now it's time on the program to go back to 1954 for a battle royale over the classic Riot and Cell Block number 9. I want you to listen to both of these versions in their entirety, cats and kittens, and then decide for yourself which one you truly dig the most. Then go back to my website, FridayNightCatFight.com, and voice your choice and vote for either the Robins or Wanda Jackson. Now, the Robins version of Riot and Cell Block number 9 was recorded for their first session for Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller's Spark Records back in 1954. It features Richard Berry singing the bass lead. Why? Well, Bobby Nunn, for some reason, protested to the lyrics in the song. He did not like the lyrical content. He refused to sing it. Richard Berry just happened to be hanging out in the studio at the time, and of course he had made a name for himself in the group The Flares and other various groups around the Los Angeles area. So, Richard Berry sings the lead on this one release for the Robins. I guess a lot of radio stations had the same feeling about this tune as Bobby Nunn did, because it was banned on a lot of radio stations, thus stunting it from becoming a hit. The First Lady of Rockabilly and recent Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee Wanda Jackson cut her own version of Riot and Cell Block number 9 in October of 1960 for Capitol Records. I want you to listen to both of these. Wanda does an interesting interpretation of the song. She changes the lyrics around a little bit to make it her own. See which one you dig the most. I'm going to play them back to back. We'll start with the Robins. We'll move into Wanda Jackson. Here's Riot and Cell Block number 9 on the Friday Night Cat Fight.
On July the 2nd, 1953, I was serving time for armed robbery. At 4 o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on.
Trouble started in cell block number 5 and spread like fire across the prison floor. I said, okay, boys, getting ready to run. Here come the warden with the Tommy gun. Warden said, come out with your hands up in the air. If you don't stop this riot, you all gonna get the chair. Scarface Jones said, it's too late to quit. Pass the dynamite, cause the fuse is lit. In the 47th hour, the tear gas got our men. We're all back in our cells, but every now and then.
There's a riot going on.
There's a riot going on.
Up in cell block number 9.
July the 2nd, 1953. I was serving time in Tehachapi. 4 o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, and I heard somebody yell, "There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9. The trouble all started up in cell block number 4. Spread like fire across the prison floor. Warden came in with a big Tommy gun. Bang, bang, bang. Trying to stop my fun, but there's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9. Come out with your hands up in the air. You don't stop this riot, you all gonna get the chair. Two gun Matilda said it's too late to quit. Pass the dynamite, Molly, 'cause man, this is lit. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9. State militia to help them win the fight. Drove up to the prison in the middle of the night. Each and every trooper, he looked so tall and fine. All the chicks went crazy up in cell block number 9. Now there's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Cats and kittens, there you have it. Wanda Jackson up against the Robins with Riot in Cell Block Number 9. That's going to wrap it up for the R&B profile on the Robins. I hope you dug it, cats and kittens. If so, let me know. Drop me an email, mattthecat@mattthecat.com, or leave a message on the FridayNightCatFight.com page when you vote for either the Robins or Wanda Jackson. Big thanks to Marv Goldberg's R&B Notebooks. I couldn't have done this special without his great information. Thank you, Uncle Marvy. And we're going to close the show with another Robin song that caused a bit of a controversy. Here they are singing I Love Paris. Now, Grady Chapman handles the insane lead vocals on this song. It was released in March of 1955, but soon pulled back when the publishing company stepped in shortly after its release because they claimed that the rhythm and blues rendition of this classic Cole Porter tune diminished the value of the copyright. Can you believe that? Oh, mercy. Listen to it and judge for yourself, cats and kittens. Here are the Robins closing down the Friday Night Cat Fight with I Love Paris. I'll catch you on the flip side. This is Matt the Cat, your furry leader, saying keep on grinning and keep those records spinning. Goodbye, everybody.
I love Paris in the springtime.
I love Paris. I love Paris.
I love Paris.
I love Paris.
I
Goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye.